This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Can't you just smell the salty air? Back in 1998, millions of Australians followed Laura Gibson's journey from big city lawyer to small town judge in Pearl Bay. There she met the taciturn diver Dan, Bob and Heather Jelly, Meredith, and a cast of other wonderful characters. Now, the cast have all gone on to become Australian film and TV royalty. Sigrid Thornton, David Wenham, John Howard, Kerry Armstrong, William McInnes, and Sean McCaleb. When the program finished up after only three seasons, many of us felt like we'd been cut off from our dear friends. Well, now we can finally reconnect with the new season of Sea Change. Kerry Armstrong returns to Pearl Bay as Heather Jelly, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, Kerry.
Hi, Katrina. How are you? Hi, everyone.
I am so excited. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. How did this whole new season of Sea Change come together? You know, did you take much convincing about getting on board, Kerry?
I have to admit I did. Initially I thought, do I want to go back to, you know, the short dresses and the Heather Jelly,
those,
you know,
figure hugging outfits that she wears?
I thought, can I do it? I remember the producer once saying, Kerry, darling, can you take less time in the makeup chair? You're taking forever. And I said, I'm not taking forever. I don't wear makeup, but Heather Jelly takes forever. And I feel for these women that, you know, that need to get ready and go out. So that was part of my thing. Plus, I like to stand on the bow of a boat and look forward instead of standing on the back and checking out the wake.
I know.
So I must admit, I did take a bit of convincing, which means that Heather's sort of slightly, almost like a ghost in this series. She's sort of there, but not quite. But if Bob has anything to do with it, she'll be everywhere. Well, and that's been the joy.
So did this feel like a new show, or did it still feel like the old Sea Change to you? Did you fall easily back into these roles?
Yeah, you know what was amazing is that hair and makeup and wardrobe, at first they were wanting to push Heather forward and make her modern. And I said, I honestly believe she'll be frozen in time. You know, those women who they just have a look and it never goes away. They'll be in their, you know, coffin staring up at us with a coiffed hair. And the thing is, that was kind of interesting to actually be brave enough, as they do in Friends, in American soaps. Elaine never changes. Imagine Elaine or Jerry Seinfeld or any of the Friends, you know, sort of modernising, or Chandler. We have a habit in Australia of making people grow, and I actually like the thing of arrested development. I quite like that.
Okay.
So for me, it was really good to see what happens when you get frozen in a look. And what came through was her shining hope. She's the dearest person. She wouldn't hurt a fly. And, of course, still has that incredible phone call, you know, hello, how are you?
I mean, I wanted to ask you, because in the first season she was, you know, Bob's very loyal supporter, but I think at the end of season three she actually left him, didn't she? What's the relationship at now with Bob?
Yeah, well, I don't want to say, you have to watch tomorrow.
Okay.
What's wonderful. What for me, for John Howard and I, we are honestly so in love with Bob and Heather. We tend to work on a place where we just trust each other instinctually. I never know what he's going to do, and he never knows what I'm going to do. And that in itself creates havoc and laughter and joy. And that's, I want to entertain Australian audiences. My job for women is to go out and be daring enough for all of us to be ourselves and not judge. You know, that's what I want to do. And for Heather, leave her be, let her be. Can we bear that there's this creature who we want to modernise her? We want her to get more courage, but she, as try as hard as she will, she has a heart of gold, but not much self-esteem.
Yeah, that's true. So can you tell us something of what's changed in Pearl Bay since we were last there?
Well, a lot of newcomers have come, which is kind of divine. What I'm thrilled about, and it happened with the Logies, is that indigenously we're kind of actually starting to realise this is who we are. And there we've got, you know, Wayne Blair, Camille, we've got Alex Tarrant, we've got these amazing actors, both Maori, Indigenous, and we've got Georgina Naidu, who is extraordinary as Prani. Remember Kevin's love, Prani, the Indian love? She's come back. And I think she's one of our finest actresses in the world. So how has it changed? We're more colourful. We're less, I guess, bleached.
Yeah, that's great.
And the gorgeous Dan Wiley, who I think is one of the most delicious actors Australia's ever seen, playing opposite Bigwood.
This show, you know, obviously it was one of the rare shows that goes out at the peak of its popularity. It's had a long break, but that creates a lot of possibility for, you know, new storylines, new characters. Do you think it's going to give Sea Change a new lease of life?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I think I watched the first episode and loved it. I think it's wonderful. There are so many stories to unfold, but it's funny. It's why Book Satchel is amazing. The girls, you know, Siggy and the two daughters, that's a beautiful, beautiful storyline. I think it's really good to miss people. I think, you know, everyone's asking about Diver Dam and Max, but, you know, I think it's really good to remember how much we loved people, and for that to actually not sting so much is just kind of make you realise that people do matter. Yeah. And I love the way those two men brought those characters to life, and they matter. But and Kevin Harrington, to top it all off, who I don't think there'd be any heart of Sea Change without him. And Kevin's back. And for me, Heather just loves Kev at the caravan park, and Prani and Kevin are her confidants and best friends. But you know, Kevin did The Dish. Kevin and I just did Wrong Girl together, and I think he's a miraculous actor. He also ended the show every night with
that's what
know,
I was
going
to ask you about
parable.
The chat with Trevor at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Is that going to be part of the new series?
I can't. You have to look. It might be. I can't do any more spoilers.
Okay, there's one thing I have to ask you, and look, you can refuse to answer. That's okay.
Yep.
But the Sea Change theme song, we all love it. Is it going to get a Guernsey? Because it used to actually play at the end of the credits, not the opening, right? That song.
Look, I'm going to say this, that had Wendy Matthews, had they not done it, I'm pretty sure there wouldn't be a Sea Change. There you go.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for being brave
That's
enough to go back into the past against your instincts, because we appreciate it. We're going to love it.
Can everyone forgive me for the short dresses and the boobs? Yeah,
absolutely.
Please. Yeah, no. Okay. All right.
It is Heather Jelly. Thank you, Kerry. That's Kerry Armstrong, Australian actress, well known for film, TV, theatre work. But of course, we've been talking about the new series of Sea Change, which premieres tonight on Nine.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.